Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. I am so glad that I called MTN before I even thought about trying to proceed in this so-called slot tournament. Well, I take the call because I had a low-cost hotel all set up. I was going to stay at the Motel 6, and it's right across the street from the MTN properties. Because it's surrounded by them. Like across the street is MTM, the Grand, and also New York. And the other one is a different hotel name, but it was formerly Hooters, and it was Tropicana where I once stayed it during my birthday. But wasn't happy though, because I got sick in the middle of it during it. But anyway. So I'm not allowed to stay at another hotel for the fact that I want to save money just to play in a slot tournament and see fantasy. So now, once I get my money back, I gotta plan an alternate place, either alternate place to go or, you know, see if I can go back to, well, I can't go back to Casino Queen because I won't even have that much money yet. So, I don't know if I'll have an alternate place to go. I mean, which is downright ridiculous. And then another thing, see, I won't get my money back for my flight now. I'll get flight credits that I could possibly use when I return from going home. You know, when I return to the Second Palace after going home from my back-to-back cruise. But, you know what, something was happy that I called because found out that I still have to have those damn incidental fees. They want their incidental money. And, well, it's either the resort fee, incidental fee, or just don't play because I won't have any money to play, even though I would have the transportation there, okay? I would have had the transportation there. Then, I had the hotel, okay? And, yeah, I really wanted to go. I mean, I never played in a slot tournament before. I was so eager and ready to play. I was even practicing a little bit. Now I got nothing to help my anger. I got nothing to help. Nothing. Nothing to take my frustrations on the fact that the government could be losing out of money in October. I have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I am in total shock that they want their money. I was like, well, the operator was telling me, well, I said, well, what if I'm known the time for me to be at the casino at the place where I gotta be to play in the slot tournament? I'm pretty sure because all the casinos are usually big, okay? And I would need to find out where the right area of the casino floor to go to the slot tournament to play, okay? So, oh man, I can't even play. What prompted that on is I had an email, because they have, okay, the one of the slot tournament that I was going to on the 21st was the one at MTM, or Park MTM, I should say, okay? I've never been to that hotel before. I've been to the Luxor, which is the hotel that I got kicked out of with a different manager, different evil manager. the one that almost killed me when I almost had to come back to the second palace in an extreme heat situation. Okay, so I was gonna go to Motel 6. No incidental fees, no resort fees. The only thing was a low $4.99 higher speed internet so I could make sure I could watch video when I'm not doing anything. Plus, I had tickets for Fantasy. That had to be canceled. I had to quickly call it canceled in so I would be able to purchase another ticket when I do go. And who knows, this might be my last trip to Vegas, temporarily. You know. Until they get this stupid debt ceiling limit taken care of. That might have been my last temporary trip. Except for going home, but then again, now I gotta get tested before I could go home. I got the shot, but no, they're not satisfied. Just like with the other hotel, they're not satisfied unless I stay there at their property and at their stupid incidental. And because if I was done staying at the MGM for like two nights, they would want $200 incidental fee, which they would have had with those two nights. Okay. I was like, I can't stay at another hotel even though I'm across the street. No, you gotta stay at our hotel in order to participate in a slot. I am a member of M Life. I have your player's card. I have your player's card. Nope, you gotta stay at our hotel in order to participate. Wow. Complimentary room is not complimentary if you have to pay a resort fee. Complimentary room is not complimentary if you have to pay like either $200 or $100 if it's two nights, because it's $50. I found out that the Luxor and the Excalibur, which is the one thing where they have the slot tournament in October, their incidental fee was $50 a night, so it would have been $100. And plus the damn resort fee. So now, after all this month of planning, after all this month of waiting, it took that email. So I was like, hey, I already got it. I was already waiting on the email to pre-register for the slot tournament on the 21st. And then not allowed to stay at an emergency hotel, which I had. And just wasn't allowed. So here I am again, gotta wait for my money to return again to find out what the heck to do next week when the weather gets cool. So the next time I could really go somewhere is when I go home at the end of October. Well, because this is already pre-planned and one of the flights have already been booked. The hotel has been booked but not been paid yet, so hopefully I can still pay the hotel, but if not, I'll have to pay it off my blind pension, because mind you, the rent's already paid up until December, and I got a chance to only pay $408, which I'm not missing that chance. So well, so much for my first time ever playing a slot tournament. I was so wanting to compete. I'll have to wait until they get this stupid death ceiling sorted out so I could be able to play in a slot tournament, because it seemed like, well, I just found out that, since they have you in the system, they have more slot tournaments, and then, they're just sending different promotions and everything like that. Because that's what really prompted me to call. Like, hey, I didn't get the one from the 15th, which is tomorrow, which I was going to pre-register for the Park MGM tournament, but I'm not going to have $200 for the resort fee and then the damn incidental. So, has it? The year is dead. I can't even go anywhere. I can't even go anywhere until I go home. I can't go anywhere until I go home. So now I gotta force to wait another month. Another month. Until the 30th, because I gotta go test it like probably the same week before I go. I gotta get tested before I go. That same week I gotta try to get a rapid test. Okay. And then fly to Miami on the 30th. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Because the only thing I'm gonna get now, if I had to pay full fare for a flight, that would be good because I will have it because I only have flight credits. I can't even get the money, regular money back, but I'll have it in flight credits. So that's sort of like my money, but you know, I could use it for maybe the return trip, like I said. But otherwise, congratulations to Big E. He finally won the WWE Championship, finally, after beating Bobby Lashley on Monday Night Raw, which is a turn of a surprise cash-in. Well, not necessarily surprise because it was like all rumored all over the place, but I didn't report it because it was too hot, and then I was too tired, and I was knocked out when I thought I was going to the slot tournament. I don't have a right to stay at an emergency hotel where I could pay less and then still go to the tournament? Really? Really? Wow. That's not freedom. That is not freedom. I can't go. I can't go. That's not freedom. Okay, this is Prince DJ again. Programming note. My special guest Kenny, the sports guy, had to rebook for the program due to some unfortunate circumstances. So I will rebook him, and I thought I was going out of town, but I guess not, unless I go to Kansas City, but I don't know. But other than that, wow. So other than Kenny had to rebook and then I had to rebook, I had to cancel Fantasy. Oh, and another thing, there was two stories that just boggled my mind that's trying to get me thinking about my wife and missing my wife. One, yeah, WWE done it again. Right before I could say I have a crush on a wrestler, I'll tell you that in another segment, but WWE, another wrestler, got married. Yep. It happened again. Then a flight attendant, which was on United Airlines, got engaged. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. And, of course, the governor is in danger of going Default! Will you let me talk? Anyway, the government is in danger of going default because there's some Republican senators that don't want to raise the debt ceiling and don't even care if people are still hurting. So my trip is ruined. Two stories kind of caught me out. And I can't play in my first ever slot tournament. And that could have been my last, other than going home, the last trip until they raise the damn debt ceiling. Okay? Because when I go back to pay rent, I'm only going to have one income. That's it. I'm only going to have one income, which is a state blind pension. And then all I'm going to have left is $100-something. That's about it. You know? So, I might as well enjoy going home while I can. Especially my back-to-back. You know? But I can't believe the flight attendant got engaged, and a wrestler story that got a story about a wrestler got married, and I had to cancel my trip all in one slew. This is not a good attack on Big D Country. Help! Help! Mayday! Mayday! This is an attack on Big D Country. Mayday! 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 Help! 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 Mayday! Mayday!